I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the last show before the cabin.
Are you juiced up?
Yeah, like this is as good as it gets in life because I'm doing my dream job, right? With the best person I could do it with, mm-hmm. who like I'm having so much fun with, but also then I get to go to the cabin with my best friends and then, you know, do that too. So it's like it's the best of both worlds.
Okay, but
I don't have to worry about Monday's show.
Yeah.
I get to just enjoy this one with you, and then I will be enjoying a lot of cabin chicanery.
Well, so enjoy being the keyword. I don't know how you feel, but like before the weekends with Fridays, like if the show's great and I feel awesome about it, then I leave and I'm like, okay, we can enjoy the weekend. But if I feel like maybe we got a little just too out of control, and then I'm like, oh no, are we going to have a phone call about that? Are we going to have a meeting about that? Something like that, which we don't have often anyway. That could impact the cabin trip, could it not?
No. The 45-minute drive home really allows me to, if a show has not gone the way I hoped it would or thought it could go, or you know, just I think in general, you know, we weren't on the same page, whatever it is, I use that 45 minutes to really kick the ever-loving crap out of myself.
Okay.
And so that by the time I get home, any angst, any upset, anything, it's gone, so that the second I open that door to get out of the truck and go see my girls, they don't have to deal with it.
All right, that sounds healthy enough.
Yeah.
All right, good. So
I mean, the 45 minutes, not healthy.
No.
Very unhealthy.
Well,
emotionally turbulent. But everything that comes out, the 46-minute on,
yeah,
very good.
All right, good. And then, around 8 o'clock or so tonight, then we'll just know that you're in the zone.
Yeah, right about 8, about 7:45, 8. We're getting fried chicken tonight instead of pizza, so that helps as well.
But you're also, so all next week is going to be all sorts of, you'll be doing drinking.
Yep.
All sorts of different fun activities, right?
Hiking. We're going to play QB54.
QB54, the game that is taking over the nation, and now at this point, I'm starting to wonder if you have stake in the company.
I wish. Oh, man.
I'm starting to wonder.
I'd have that Bezos money, but not really, but I just have more money, and
you've kind of pushed it on me, but you haven't really pushed it so far to the point where I'm not like, but I'm starting to become suspicious.
Yeah,
maybe QB54 was your invention.
Totally get that. A lot of grilling. We'll play Super Munchkin for those of you who played that game before. It's just a fun game. I don't even know. I don't really even understand the rules. I've been playing it for like 6 years.
Oh, I just thought you guys
went come in last because I piss everybody off by like trying to nuke their chances of winning.
Oh, I just thought it was a game where you guys go around the room talking about your favorite moment in Dylan Gabriel's career.
No. Oh! Somebody step on a duck. That was like John Travolta saying it.
I
didn't know what the hell I was doing there. But so here's the thing. I don't know the rules because usually we play it when I've been drinking. And so I've retained half the knowledge. I don't really know how to win the game. I just know how to intimidate other people to play, and that usually backfires, and then I lose and come in last place.
Are you going to try Jake Murren's new lawn game that he invented?
Is it like can jam golf?
Yeah, basically.
Well, I don't
think
we have enough room there because it is on a I don't want to say mountainside, but maybe a mountainside, a hillside, not even a hillside.
I can see it now.
More of a mountain.
You're going to come back on Monday and you're like, we came up with this great game, and you start to describe, and it's basically the game that Jake already invented.
No, we don't. So we don't have Cam Jam at the place though.
Good. That game stinks.
Yeah, it really
does. I love
lawn
games. Lawn games are my favorite thing when I'm drinking. I will always participate. Cam Jam's dumb.
So I'm ready. My body is ready. But so here, I actually think we've got to a point where this show is mail it in proof, right? It has not always been, as some of you might remember. But you and I are not mail it in guys in the first place. And our mail it in is just a much more fun version of what we normally do. So if anything, on an FOF Friday, this could be an off the rail show. But it's still going to be a lot of fun and very professional.
Got a high chance to be an off-the-rails show.
You're not going
to
hear that I have 1 foot in the parking lot, because I don't, because it's right here, because that's how we do things here.
All right, let's get after it.
Now we high-roaded everybody there. Good to be it. I think it might be time. Jake, do we have the audio here? Jake, do we have the audio of my Tyrese Halliburton takes from just before the Cavs-Pacers series? If not, I just want to know one way or another. Do we have that, bud?
We do not.
Okay. So this is good because I can lie a little bit in this now. Before the Cavs-Pacers series, I said I wasn't so sure that Tyrese Halliburton was better than the Cavs' three best players. And so I had ranked him, of the players in that series, ranked him fourth.
And I was aghast.
Yeah. And then and we ran it by Fedor, also aghast.
Yeah.
We ran it by Dan Favalli. Even more aghast.
Yeah.
And then the series happened.
You looked at me like I had a banana taped to my forehead when I was suggesting that you were just flat out wrong.
And then the series happened, and I went cold for a minute. We didn't talk a lot about that. And then the Knicks-Pacers series happened, and I remained in radio silence on Tyrese Halliburton after last night. I think it only stands to reason that the only way we can start this show, all right, it's not talking about Shador. You get that. It's not talking about Joe Flacco. You get that. It's not talking about what the hell was that lineup the Guardians sent out there last night. Thank you. Thank you for absolutely openly sabotaging the game last night with that line. Nope, not about that. No, it is, I, Nick Wilson, formally renounce my previous takes on Tyrese Halliburton. He is, in fact, better than Darius Garland. I think it's questionable if he's better than Evan Mobley, but it's a real conversation.
Hold on. Your big announcement is you moving him up better than Darius Garland.
All right, you're right.
He's still behind Evan Mobley.
He's better than Evan Mobley.
How big of you to finally say Tyrese Halliburton is better than Darius Garland?
This is why you're here. You're here to keep me honest. He is better than Evan Mobley.
There we go. Now you're saying something.
And by Job, he's better than Donovan Mitchell. Tyrese Halliburton is an absolute clutch-ass machine, super stud, holy crap, what a shot last night, what a performance. I'm going to confirm for everyone in God now, he's really good at basketball.
Thanks for the confirmation. I'm sure Halliburton's team approves that. And it's so funny. It was so hard for you to get over the Mobley part of this, and then the Donovan part.
The Donovan thing,
you're like, I'm already there, let's throw it in.
Yeah.
Let's just add like the BOGO offer or something. Like, let's just throw it in.
Once we got past Evan, my heart was more open. All right? It's got other, so it also has some blockages.
But you were definitely ready to hit the brakes after the Garland edition.
As soon as I was like, okay, he's better than Darius.
Let's just do the full Monty. Why not?
And then I got to the next ring.
Blackjack,
and I was like,
double down.
I mean, Evans can be, he can be a top five player in the NBA. I just don't know. And I was like, I kicked your ass. Nah, this is fair.
In the open that Mac had, how wrong of that was Mike Breen to not even give him the bang, like, or even a double bang worthy? He didn't get a bang or a double bang.
I think in the NBA Finals, that's at least double bang.
NBA Finals in a game winner.
Has he ever done a triple bang?
Not that I know of.
All right. I mean, I feel like
sound that one out for me really quick. Has Mike Breen ever done a triple bang?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. Big double bang guy. I don't know about a triple bang.
It's true. A lot of people don't have the wherewithal for the triple bang.
A lot of hands.
I got to tell you, that was incredibly, I was watching that. And again, I should want the Pacers to lose. I should. They kicked your ass. They embarrassed you. Mathurin is a problematic individual. All right. Neesmith and Miles Turner.
Oh, your
Thomas
guy,
Bryant
your guy,
acts like he's done something in the NBA.
How about your guy Obi Toppin being in the closing lineup and also just hitting the Energizer Bunny? Something happened with him.
Yep.
Something he just turned. He had a miserable little first stretch of that game, and then he kicked into overdrive and was awesome.
He's the Hunchback of Dayton. Like, he doesn't look like he doesn't. It looks like Chewbacca running. It's not good, and yet they did it, man. And I mean, just. I should not want that team to win. And I found myself in the final moments of that game just being impressed by what they did, what they're about, and being envious that the team, that's who we think the Cavs are in the regular season, the never say die Goonies. And last night they proved it, man. That was an incredible win by them, given the fact that at parts of that game, they're down by double digits. And it felt like you were just waiting for that OKC super booster moment where they put the game to bed. It never happened, and kudos to the Pacers for getting that one.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of the game, you just thought it was a double-digit game, and you thought it was just going to be what it was. I remember in the third quarter, because the Pacers had, they had, 19 turnovers in the first half? Just an insanely large number of turnovers in the first half of the game, and then they had, like, this Google ad in the third quarter, and it was like, record for turnovers in NBA Finals history. Searches are up 2,500%. And it was just like, even the broadcast was punking what the Pacers were trying to do out there. Is they just kept turning the ball over and turning the ball over. And then they did what they did to us. They did what they did to the Bucks. They did what they did to the Knicks. And it's just one of those things. I mean, Haliburton's easily the most clutch player in the NBA, the person I would want over anybody in the NBA right now to take that last second shot, because nobody else is draining it the way he is.
And listen, the Pacers just don't look like a championship team other than when you get them in important situations, and they, sort of like what you said with Obi Toppin, they just morph into something. It really is. It's a Clark Kent Superman type moment, where you're like, oh, what's this nerd with glasses doing? And all of a sudden he's flying around in the sky, and you're like, damn, I guess he is Superman.
And in the regular season, the Cavs had a bunch of that, right?
Yep.
And then Ty Jerome was about to make a living off of that alone. It's like, wait, Ty Jerome is now doing this? But it was all these other guys that would just on any given night step up and be huge, and that's what the Pacers just continue to get. And then in those moments, Haliburton obviously is just stones.
Now, honestly, this does not make me, if the Pacers win this final series, it won't make me feel better about the Cavs losing, though.
Well, so if they would have laid down and died, and then they would have been so far away from the Thunder, and it felt like they weren't actually serious, I think that would have made us feel worse. I would have felt worse about the Cavs.
Any which way this series goes is going to make me feel worse, mostly because I don't think I could feel worse about the Cavs. Yeah, like this postseason ended the exact same way the three previous had. Doesn't matter how different the regular season looked. It didn't matter how different the first round looked. You got punched in the mouth, and you couldn't.
Okay.
And you get punched in the face by Boston or OKC.
But that's the difference, though.
It's by Indiana.
That's the difference, though. So, like, listen, I agree in the idea that nothing is going to make us feel like, oh, all warm and fuzzy inside, and this was an okay thing to lose to this team. But last year, it felt a lot better losing to Boston than it did if we had lost the round prior to the Magic. You know, if it turns out that the Pacers, if they slay a 68-win team in the Thunder, the largest win-loss differential for regular season teams in the finals in 50 years between these two teams, and they are just that team of destiny that people are talking about, it will make me feel a little bit better about what happened with the Cavs. It won't excuse it, not at all, but I'll say, okay, maybe they were a juggernaut and we just slept on them.
216-474-0092, only if they finish them off in five games, too. If the Pacers win this series, will you feel better about the Cavs losing and how they lost in the playoffs? Quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. Stump Mitchell, former Browns running back. We'll ask him about Nick Chubb and a re-chubbening. Can Nick Chubb be Nick Chubb again? It's a lot of Chubb in a small amount of time there. Quinshon Judkins questions, thoughts about Kemp Cupcake comments for the Cleveland Browns. Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com columnist. We'll talk about the guards, Cavs, and Browns with him, including the quarterback du jour in Cleveland, Brian Batko, Steelers beat reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, coming up at 4:20, and more of you guys, 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. If the Pacers win this series, would it make you feel better about the Cavs losing the way they did to Indy in the second round here? And we just keep hearing this from the NBA crowd, and it absolutely impacts the Cavaliers going forward. I just don't know how true it is. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I'm a little annoyed at this perpetual pulse that we get from people in the media, and I think people in town are starting to kind of to grab hold of it. This idea that this is going to be a crazy offseason in the NBA, and a lot of it is, I think there are some things that could really tilt the NBA on its head. Giannis asking out of Milwaukee being one of them.
Yeah.
Boston deciding they'd rather be below the second apron than having Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum together. That is absolutely another one of them.
Zion.
Zion. I mean, there really are.
Kevin Durant.
There are countless, the Knicks just in general, there are countless teams that I think want to make a move and will make a move. But it doesn't mean that crazy is going to happen. And I don't think it necessarily means, even if the offseason's crazy, that the right kind of crazy is going to present itself for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, that's the important part. I do believe when Chris joined us a couple weeks ago, I asked him something along the lines of, are they going to be the team that is making the call or the team receiving the calls? And he thought the Cavs would be the team sitting back and receiving the calls. And that's my read on it as well. I don't think the Cavs are going to be overtly aggressive to make some of these moves. They just have to have their socks blown off.
I think that's something that the Cavs put out there, but I don't think that's the reality. I think the Cavs are already aggressively surveilling the landscape of what's available and what's doable and what's not doable.
Okay, so that would suggest that there would be something crazy that happens.
It just means I think I don't think this team's past getting a draft pick or two, an early draft pick or two in this draft, with the right player for like a guy like Jarrett, or even in like a bigger expanded trade for Darius. So I think that like most years, like last year, I don't think they were going to go into that draft. That's why I think the offer was the 4th and 8th pick to Cleveland for Darius.
With the Spurs?
Or it might have been the 8th pick and then another pick, because they really did like Stephon Castle,
who ended up becoming the Rookie of the Year.
And so that... So, like, that was never... I never thought the Cavs were actually going to pull a trade-off that involved draft collateral with both Jarrett and Darius. Or even Isaac, if it got them a better second-round pick, I could actually see the Cavs being in on moving up in this draft and getting a nice pick, because there are a couple guys that specifically fit what I think, not just they need now, but over time specifically with Evan, you would need. And... a trade in that regard, like if you got, I'm trying to think, like Keldon, what's the kid's name? Keldon, Smith? Keldon Jackson from San Antonio.
Okay, yeah.
Keldon Johnson.
Yeah, why the hell was that a tough one? I've only been obsessed with him since Kentucky, but that and the 14th pick for like Jarrett. Now, Jarrett would then go elsewhere, but like that's like something that fits with what the Cavs want to do. So you get Keldon Johnson to play alongside Donovan, and the 14th pick could become one of the like 5 or 6 kids in the top 20 that really fit what you're going to want to be with Evan down the road.
Right, but these are all...
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I mean, in they're not really, you know, crazy trades. Like, if we're talking about things that are going to shake things up or things that are going to be, if we're talking about just... Even, I mean, listen, if you get rid of Jared Allen, that's shaking up the core four. In some way, that's shaking it up, and that's a big deal. But I don't know. I'm still of the belief that the core four is going to remain intact until I see otherwise.
I think we should be going into this.
It's not what I would do, but I think it's what they will do.
So I think we should err on the side of Kobe is going to be cautious going forward. But it would surprise me in the fact that you and I both agree Kobe's going to play this super cautious. There's also an element of... If let's say 4 nights before the draft, they get a top 10 pick and a couple players for Darius, there's a part of me that would go, this is probably the right time to do that because of the draft, and the draft is the third asset that you need. Not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, I think the Cavs were absolutely in sit back and watch mode last year, meaning you would have had to far surpass their expectations of what the value was of Darius or Jared.
Right.
And neither guy's value was there. So it wasn't going to happen. People looked at the Cavs last year as we're going to pick at this and see if we can get something for maybe discount. I think the word's out. Jared's value, I do think, is up. And I think Darius is Garland. Darius Garland's value is up. And I think it's probably to a point where the Cavs won't have to sit around and wait. Because I think if you're the Cavs, as much as if this is a truly crazy NBA offseason, as much as the right thing might materialize down the road, you don't want to be waiting till the second week of free agency to try and move either Darius or Jarrett if you're seriously considering it. You want to be on the front of this because once something like Giannis happens, it might close more doors than it opens. Once something like KD happens or the Knicks make their decision,
but other teams that haven't made trades might end up getting more desperate as the summer moves on. Like, it's always hard to time these things out.
No, it is. But I think you factor in the draft, you factor in the fact that if it is going to be a crazy thing, I don't think we're waiting till July, the first week of July, for crazy things to happen. And maybe the Knicks coaching
search. So you're expecting something earlier than later is what you're saying here.
I think it makes sense that this is the kind of year where the Cavs wouldn't sit back, that they would have a pool of players that they think fit what they want to do, and that they're out pursuing those players.
I mean, I guess that would go in concert with them telling us that Atkinson can do so many things with all these players if you just give him an offseason. You'd want those guys earlier than later, would you not?
I think it's that, and I just think it's, I'll tell you one, Trey Johnson, the kid out of Texas, and I'll tell you another, Neek Clifford, the kid out of Colorado State. They're different players. Neek, I think, can be a really, really interesting 3-and-D player immediately next year. Like, rookie, make an impact. Like, Memphis seems to have every year, and OKC seems to have every year. And I think Trey Johnson is a long bet that Trey Johnson could be year two. He'll never be Jaylen Brown, but a really good scoring two.
It sounds like you want to get in the draft is what you're saying.
I think this would be a draft that'd be very interesting.
Yeah, last year was not the draft.
I just mentioned two guys, by the way. There's a couple other guys in a lot of different parts of the draft. Man, I'd also love to see the Cavs be able to package their 2 seconds and move earlier into the second round, because there's a couple rim-running bigs that I think might make sense with them. But no, I mean, I think that's where we are. Like, I'm not sold it's going to be crazy. Because, guys, they said last year was going to be crazy. It was a snooze. 2 years ago, they said it was going to be... Every year, because of the way player movement works in the NBA, there's this kind of false bill of goods that get put out there. But I think especially because the Cavs are in a position where they should be motivated after 3 years together to make this thing the right way, I could see the environment shifting here very quickly.
So I'm expecting fireworks across the NBA. That I am expecting, but I'm just not expecting it with the Cavs quite yet. Like I see a world where Giannis gets moved. I see a world where Zion gets moved. I see a world where Ja gets moved. I see all these things happening in some way. Now, will all of them happen? No, but I can see the route that it would take. I until Kobe Altman actually moves off the team that he created and the team he'd be built, I just don't think he's going to do it.
All right, I don't know if this is actually a good take
and
or not.
I don't know if this postseason, by the way, has given him enough incentive to do it either.
I think that's fair. I actually think watching a team like the Pacers, who you cannot tell me the Pacers talent-wise, if we talk about upper echelon talent, Siakam is a really, really good NBA player. Tyrese Halliburton, one of the best.
You've been saying it forever.
But
Miles Turner on Halliburton.
Like they probably do have like seven guys that could start in the NBA, like legitimate starting caliber players. But their real wealth of their team is the middle part of that roster and how they fit together and how they make Halliburton better and how they make Siakam better. And I can see the Cavs looking at that.
I would look at it the other way. I'd say Halliburton makes them better.
Which, by the way, you're not wrong. Both things are true. I can see the Cavs saying, you know what? We can substantially reset the deck here. We can get younger in a couple ways, including maybe getting a pick in the top 10, maybe getting two picks in the top 20, something like that, while also making sure we give Donovan and Evan specifically the best chance to win next year.
Now, what was your hot take? I cut you off before you had a hot take.
I don't remember.
Oh no,
now.
We let the hot take go.
It was going to be a good one, though.
It was. You seemed like you were winding up. I had to get the thought off, but you seemed like you were winding up.
It wasn't quite Halliburton is worse than Darius. It wasn't there, but now I completely forgot what it was. It was like two ships passing in the night. My brain in a really what I would say is a hotter take.
Maybe it was about those rim running bigs in the second round that the Cavs have to trade for.
Ryan Kalkbrenner, get ready for that name, y'all. Yeah, Creighton, maybe. What? I'll say this. So this has been going on in my house.
Fighting Doug McDermott.
So Vanessa and I have been having a conversation about an actor that she swears I love. She's like, she defines him as a character actor, says he's bald and may or may not have glasses. She thinks it could be J.K. Simmons. It's definitely not Paul Giamatti. And every night we try and figure out who the hell. She can't reference a movie.
Wait, bald with glasses.
Might have glasses.
Oh, might have glasses.
So the more bald white guys we look at, the more uncertain she is they have glasses.
We're going through bald actors that may or may not even have glasses.
Yes. We're not even certain he's white. But here's the funny thing. She had a dream last night about the actor. And still can't tell me his damn name.
That is the worst. That's like getting a song stuck in your head and not being able to figure it out. And you're like, you type into Google different parts of the song just to be like, maybe they got it, maybe they don't. The worst is when you type in parts of the song to Google and they don't even know what you're thinking.
That happened. That also happened last night. There was a song on Instagram that I wanted to find on YouTube because it was like kind of like a new like neo soul. It was really, really cool. And nothing. Couldn't find it. Nobody. The whole lyrics in the clip that I watched, typed them in, nothing. I was like, well, thank you for nothing, internet.
Yeah, how did the internet help you? When you were actually listening to it, how did it not help you out? I think there are apps that they can actually, like, you can play parts of the song and they'll identify it for you, but I have not downloaded those apps and I still like to do it what is now considered the old-fashioned way, which is just typing my random lyrics into Google.
But now you know how Vanessa feels with unnamed bald.
I just want to name bald actors and see how many we can get to.
Honestly, we Googled it.
That's going to be the game in between the break now.
Scrolling.
It's going to be naming bald actors for you that you swear you like. The best part is you're going to be like, oh, I like him. I don't love him.
And that,
he's
when
fine.
She finds it, when she finds the actor
you
that
watch
she
one
thinks
thing I enjoy,
I love, I'll be like, you think that's the character actor that I like? What are you talking? Ooh, she could be talking about David Constable. He's not bald. He's Wags and Billions.
Yeah.
He's not bald, but he's also not, you know, got a lot of hair. He's the in-between.
You guys going through the whole cast of Billions? It started with Giamatti. Now you're at Wags.
It's a good point. That's not Dollar Bill. It's definitely not Dollar Bill.
It could be.
Oh, boy.
It's not Dan Soder?
We got... I'll never be Dan Soder. Stump Mitchell Coming up at 3 o'clock.
He's with Katie Nolan. You don't have to hold a grudge.
He does a bad macho man. And he's on every podcast. We get it, Dan. You're very successful. We like you. Congrats. You're very talented.
He's more talented than me.
Much more funny than I am. But I've seen you in enough podcasts now. Thank you, Dan Soder. You may retire from podcasts. Quick Hits coming up with a big compliment for one player that might have been a shot at another. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world, to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, let's get started. Thunder star, SGA, did not get the win last night, but he did get a big compliment from Stephen A. Smith on First Take earlier this week.
The great ones never care about the GOAT conversation. They always know it's for us.
Come on. Go ahead, finish your point.
What did I do? I don't know what I said. But anyway, the point is that the great ones, most of them, do not care. What they care about is their established greatness and what the perception is as to why you would have somebody greater than them.
All right, so that was courtesy of ESPN. That's a shot at LeBron, right?
Well, who said LeBron in the background there?
I think it was Monica, because Jay was too busy going, come on!
Whoever it was is right. I mean, no, but LeBron, in the context of the clip and what he's discussing, LeBron obviously was very obsessed with the ghost of MJ and chasing the ghost of MJ. Like, he made that a narrative for years on end. But I don't know. I like it when guys care about where their place is in history. Why is it a bad thing?
Also, didn't MJ just have like a 10-part documentary centered on why he won the championships for the Bulls?
No,
so
the difference there is that MJ didn't do it with the idea that he was, I'm that much better than Magic and Bird and Wilt and Russell and Kareem. He just kind of did it to be like, this is my propaganda. Whereas LeBron specifically was like ghost of MJ.
I also think Stephen A. was talking out both sides of his mouth when he was like, you know, they don't need to tell us they're the GOAT. They care about why it's the GOAT. It's like, what? So they won't tell us, but they do. We're splitting hairs there, Stephen A.
Dwayne Wade gets the tattoo of the 75th, the all 75 NBA team, right? These guys care about where they're placed in NBA history. That's so much fun of the NBA is where you rank all time and where you rank within your peers. And I don't know. It's very dumb by Stephen.
I can see now why Sirius replaced Michelle Beadle and Cody Decker for that.
You didn't want to make me go there, but now I have to go there. I like Cody Decker. In fact, I think he'd be a great guest to have on the show. I think he does great radio.
Oh, here comes that butt.
There's a big time butt coming here, okay? A Kardashian sized level butt coming, okay?
Well done.
But he is really kind of annoying the hell out of me with how he thinks this whole firing is about him. It's not about him. Like, you got fired, yes, but like, nobody cares that you got fired here. Yeah. It's all about Michelle Beadle. Some context.
She's the credibility. She's the rock star. Right, and you're the guy that sets up the ins and outs of the segments.
Yeah,
and then
nobody.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nobody really cares that you got fired here,
very
buddy.
Good point, by
nobody
the way.
Cares. Omaha! All right, staying with the NBA Finals. A lot of commenters online are complaining about the idea that it looks like a regular season game in January. Mike Breen, Doris Burke, Richard Jefferson on the call isn't exactly screaming, oh my gosh, A-list announcing crew. Also with the idea, they've gotten rid of a lot of the Larry O'Brien trophy on the court. They didn't show the national anthem. They didn't show the starting intros. And it's just very different. In fact, I went back and I watched the 2016 NBA Finals in the opening montage, and it's incredible. Like, it shows all the fans going crazy, has a whole 45-second deal about championships in general before going into the whole hoopla of everything. Did the NBA on ESPN last night, did they just make it kind of whatever in the presentation?
Yes, and there's a reason. Because they're about to blow up everything that they do because they realize they can't keep putting out. They realize that inside the NBA is coming to that channel and they better have a better situation around them. I really do think, like, I think they're using the change here and what they're going to do pre and post game with however much they use those guys. I think they realize, I mean, they're even talking about Doris Burke not being part of that network, which I think is just dumb. But, like, yeah, I think we're finally, knowing NBC's back, knowing Amazon's getting, I think ESPN's finally about to get real serious about putting quality coverage out there. And I think they're purposefully removing all the glitz and glamour of this so that when they relaunch next year, and again, it's not next year, but as they relaunch this and bring in maybe bigger names, bigger personalities, it allows that to look bigger.
Well, it's too bad if that's what they're doing, because really there were times last night where, and they had a little tiny NBA Finals trophy in the corner in the screen grab. But like, there was a lot of moments where I'm like, this is, it doesn't feel big at all.
So is it, it's the size of the NBA trophy?
Well, I want it on the actual court is what I want. But yes, at this point, yes. Give
Mac,
me more.
Matt just keeps like me more pointing trophy. And I don't understand.
I agree.
Why?
Because having the trophy on the court, it makes it feel bigger. It makes
Why?
It feel...
How?
Because it just adds to the presentation of it. Okay. If it just looks like a regular game that you have on February 2nd, it doesn't really, you know, add to that stage.
All right. I'll trust you both. Omaha! I didn't even notice. The Knicks have formally requested to speak with Mavs head coach Jason Kidd about their current head coaching opening. Should the Mavericks be willing to let Jason Kidd go?
So I've seen a lot on this, and a lot of people are making the suggestion that the Knicks would trade for Giannis, and then there's going to be a connection there with Jason Kidd and Giannis. I think something that people aren't realizing or understanding in this scenario, and this is going to come out of left field, but stay with me. Jason Kidd loves to gamble. Jason Kidd is a big-time gambler. Who owns the Dallas Mavericks?
The
Casino Magnates.
Yeah.
I think his connection there, and the fact that Jason Kidd one time gave an owner of a casino his gold medal, okay? Like, that's how much he's in bed with all these different gambling people and how much he loves that world. And so I think the connection there is too much for him to go and be like, no, I'm going to go work for the Dolans now.
I just don't get the hype. He's coached 9 years in the NBA. I know they went to the NBA Finals last year. I think that might have had something to do with Luka and Kyrie, more so than Jason Kidd. He's never struck me as a great coach. He just strikes me as a coach. Maybe that's what the Knicks want. You can find that anyway. If you just want a coach, they're lying around in the NBA. Yeah. I mean, guys that have won the NBA Finals are just lying around in the NBA. I do not get this fascination with Jason Kidd, other than who he used to be as a basketball player. If I'm the Mavs, I might be a little relieved that he's on the way out if he wants to go to New York? Because you might be able to. I think it's incredibly plausible that you upgrade going from Jason Kidd to the next head coach. You know who I'd hire?
Who's that? I was trying to think of you got Coach K.
Tom Thibodeau.
Okay. I wanted a Cooper Flagg connection, loose connection.
They
want to
go defense all out from here. Who's going to get you a better defense than Tom Thibodeau? And then it'll be playing Anthony Davis and Kyrie.
Cooper Flagg's knees is going to look like oatmeal in like 3 weeks.
I think we all need to embrace the comedy of how funny that would be. Bad for Mavs fans, but funny for us.
CBS talked to James Gladstone, the guy in charge of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and this is what he had to say about the trade with Andrew Berry. Here we go.
It was easy also along the way, Andrew. I think I joked with you about, you know, keeping it quiet, right? That's not always the easiest thing to do. And I was like, Andrew, I think we're kind of in luck because nobody really actually has my number, right? It's not like I can talk to many people because it's an unknown caller.
Okay, that's pretty good. He's like, no way, because he's so young. This is the 34-year-old whiz kid. He doesn't have many connections in the industry or anything like that. He's like, nobody even has my number to begin with. Good.
I feel like I was listening to a Dungeons and Dragons.
I knew he lost you. I knew I could tell because he lost me
a
little bit too.
Did you hear how hard Andrew Berry laughed at that? It's so true. Man, we don't have alpha dogs running teams anymore.
Well, James Gladstone is the opposite of an alpha dog. There's no debate about
that. I mean, we got Brad Holmes in Detroit, and that might be it. The nerds have taken over, and they're going to ruin football just the way they ruined the Major League Baseball.
You're saying we need to get back to a little analytics?
I think it's time to get back to some toxic masculinity. I mean, this is...
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Yes, you do, Ken.
I just think it tilted too far in one direction. We got Urkel and Urkel there laughing about...
Berry loved it.
He loved it.
Andrew Berry loved it.
Look, we had an Urkel off on that. If you listen to the whole podcast, by the way, it's just a couple bros wanting to see if a level 4 Madge can go ahead and take the whole kingdom. All right, that's exactly what listening to those two guys felt like.
Don't even get the reference. What was that?
Dungeons and Dragons. Bunch of nerds. Omaha! I am a nerd. If I'm saying you sound like a bunch of nerds, you sound like some nerds. If it's too nerdy for me...
Do you play Dungeons and Dragons?
Absolutely not.
There we go. Have you ever played a whole game of Dungeons and Dragons?
No. No, not enough. Not enough free weed or legal booze, or strike that and reverse it, to make me even think about playing half a game of D&D.
Only thing I've been confused on, Mac, you've played, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I play.
I've never understood. So I feel like that within the idea of the game is that the person that's in charge is like one person in charge, right?
Yeah.
And they just kind of tell you all the directives.
It's more so just kind of like improv for the most part. Like
It's just like improv.
It always felt like the person in charge could just be like, and now you die and except, go out. You go off a cliff and you die. Sorry about that.
Except if a woman watches this, there's no greater chance of anyone involved getting anything from them. Whereas if a woman watches improv, that guy on that stage, that's pretty good.
I think you're still probably striking out either way, if we're being honest. It's not like improv has got a lot of... cleat chasers in their own world.
I think you might be wrong about that.
I think if you get to I think people improv probably sleep with a lot of people in improv.
It's not my experience.
I don't know if there's a lot of like random people that are showing up to improv and like, that guy, I need that.
As a member of Plastic Shatners in Bowling Green.
Plastic Shatners?
I'm just going to tell you, we did okay. All right?
Probably within the group, you guys did great.
Nope. I mean, yes, but no.
You had random people that would watch you guys do improv?
Yeah, we would have 30, 40, 50 people come to shows. We also had 5 people come to a show once. It was a little hit or miss, but yeah. Was it a nice icebreaker? Yeah. Back in simpler times, yes, absolutely. Also,
okay, I love that for you.
Real quick here, because we have to do it again. P1 listener Dennis, no ribs, no rice, one on Twitter, used 4 screen grabs of Talent the Station, including one of me. If you've seen it, I just tweeted it from at Nick Wilson.
I saw the comment underneath, too. Me and Andy look too calm all the time to get a photo of us.
Yeah, which I think was actually like a compliment for both of you. Oh, you don't think it's a compliment?
I didn't know how to take it.
Okay. All right. Is this picture used? Is it dirty pool by Dennis to have used this picture?
Well, it was dirty pool for Anthony Alant, so I don't know. I don't. What, let me see your photo. Where we could, no, yours is fun. What's wrong with yours? Outside of the fact that you look like you're about to eat the microphone. That, but,
I would say that's one. I mean, it's the most expressive of all the
four
pictures.
You could if you were good at Photoshop, and I don't know. I mean, listen, this is not what I'm suggesting to anybody out there, but if you're good at Photoshop.
Not no ribs, no rice one on Twitter.
You could definitely replace that microphone with something else and really make it mischievous.
Like what else?
Well, all sorts of different things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, is there like a specific thing that you're thinking of?
Like maybe like a, you know, a Twinkie or something.
See, this is why you couldn't do improv. You could have had that quicker. This is why you would not have done well after improv shows. Huh. Always be closing.
Oh, yeah, I love that for you. All that improv improv ass you got. It's great.
Stump Mitchell, former Browns running back.
Good job, buddy.
Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.